Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So last night, Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia, Rod Wood, and it was emceed by our friend Dan Miller down at Ford Field, had the annual season ticket holders town hall meeting where it gives the opportunity for fans to interact with the brass running the football team. And, you know, to be fair, there's very little these guys can reveal. You know, I mean, they're not going to give you away draft strategy or something like that, but I still think it's a healthy thing. I mean, I think for fans to have access to these guys is a great thing, you know, and we all know that Bob Quinn is not a guy who exposes himself to much media, Q&A, scrutiny, et cetera, et cetera. There are two major items, if you will, to come out of this, and it all depends on whether you think they're major or not. One is that a fan asked Bob Quinn if he would be open to drafting a quarterback with the 8th pick in the draft, and Quinn gave the answer, which I think you'd expect him to give, which is, of course. I mean, we're not ruling out any player. We're early in the process. We're considering every candidate, so on and so forth, which some people jumped on right away to say, ooh, whereas others rightly said, what do you expect him to say?
Right.
You have to say that. Of course you're going to say that. It doesn't necessarily mean he believes it. I don't think it's a rip on Matthew Stafford or anything like that. I mean, look, if Matthew Stafford were coming off the season that Patrick Mahomes just had, they wouldn't get asked the question, first of all. And if he did get asked the question, I'm sure Bob Quinn would just laugh and go, did you see our quarterback last season? But he gave the PC answer to me.
There's no question. I mean, you're not going to get anything concrete. And I don't think anybody that listened to that yesterday or watched the video thinks, oh, yeah, Kyler Murray's the guy. No, of course not.
Right.
Haskins is the guy. They're not going to draft a quarterback with 8 overall, but you say what you say. It's all coach speak and GM speak.
Yeah. And then the other question, and you can read all about this on 971theticket.com. Will Birchfield was there, and he wrote about it. And the question which was put to Quinn was, I would really like to hear what Mr. Quinn and Coach Patricia have to say about this. Obviously, today we learned that the Browns signed Kareem Hunt. The deal seems pretty good. I'm not naive to think that there's only good players and good guys that play in the NFL concerning what he did. And it also seems that in the NFL, if the guy's a playmaker, if he's really good, he gets a second chance. It also appears that Cleveland has done that, and they're just as hungry for winning as we are. Did you consider signing him? And if not, why not?
What a great question, by the way. I mean, I watched it. What a great... That guy should work in the media. Great question.
A female fan.
Oh, was a female?
Yeah.
Oh, she should work in the
okay.
game. She was awesome.
According to Will's article. Cue mild applause. Before the fans had finished clapping, Quinn piped up. Yep, I'll take that, he said. We consider everybody that's available. Obviously, when a player was released towards the end of the season, every team in the league had the opportunity to claim him, number one, and would actually have been on a cheaper contract than he signed today. We evaluate every player on the field and off the field, and in this case, we talked about it internally, and it was just a player that we didn't feel comfortable bringing to the Lions for numerous issues, and I stand by that. That's my word. I want good players, and I want good people in this organization. That's Bob Quinn last night at Ford Field speaking on the issue of Kareem Hunt, who did sign yesterday with the Cleveland Browns. And just for the record, the GM in Cleveland, John Dorsey, is the GM who drafted Kareem Hunt in Kansas City. But he was fired right in that offseason prior to Kareem Hunt ever playing a game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, not to mention Cleveland is where Kareem Hunt is from. It's also where the incident happened, by the way. But listen, I guess I applaud his honesty, but it just tells me he doesn't want to win. Just bottom line, he doesn't want to win because he did say, well, you know, it would have been a contract cheaper than what he signed today. But you have to play on a level playing field. And nobody likes the fact that Kareem Hunt is playing again. And nobody knows how long he's going to be suspended by the commissioner. But if you really want to win, if you really want to change the culture, you sign Kareem Hunt and you get him for a deal and you take advantage of what's given in front of you. And Bob Quinn didn't do that, so he failed.
Well, I disagree with one thing. You can't sit here and say he doesn't want to win. I mean, Jeff, I love you like a brother, but that's stupid. Of course he wants to win.
Doesn't care enough about it.
I disagree.
Just let me ask you this, Jamie. How do you sit in front of a bunch of Lions fans and say, we want good people and we're not going to sign Kareem Hunt, but your head coach had an allegation of rape?
Allegation. There's no video. We've seen the video of Kareem Hunt. We saw the video of Ray Rice. Video is what Matt, we all know this to be true.
That is fine.
And there was a caller yesterday at the Valenti show. I agree with your overall premise. I do. Because we had a caller at the Valenti show yesterday saying he's not so naive to think that there aren't players in every NFL locker room, including in Allen Park, who probably have done what Kareem Hunt did. There just doesn't exist video of it.
And that's fine. My whole point being is let's not sit in one breath and say we only want good people, but then in the next breath, you know what happened with Matt Patricia.
No, you don't know what happened. Stop saying that.
This is my issue, though. This is what I feel. I just feel that Bob Quinn was given the opportunity, like every other GM in the league, to get better. He chose not to, and then he comes to the podium with that excuse. And personally, I find it weak.
I wish if I could go back and edit Bob Quinn's comments as he was making them, I would cut off that last sentence.
The good people part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think that's bull. Because come on, it's the National Football League, and it's not unique to the NFL. It's true of other sports as well. You collect that many young men. Okay, young men of all walks of life, and you're going to get some bad apples.
Yeah, sure.
It's true in colleges. It's true in dormitories. It's true in fraternities. They're not choir boys running around in America, much less in the National Football League. So, yes, ideally, you'd love to have good people. But if you're going to have a 53-man roster, odds are you're not going to have 53 overall generally good guys. You're going to have some bad dudes in there, and that's life.
And nobody's cheering the fact that, you know, if you're a Browns fan, you obviously hate what Kareem Hunt did. But the problem is you have to play with the overall field of the NFL.
Right.
And if every other team is going to have a chance to sign this guy and you choose not to because he's a bad seed, I don't believe you give a damn about winning as much as the other teams do. Cleveland and Detroit are very similar, right? Both went through an 0-16 season. Both have losing cultures. Both trying to get back to the playoffs. One team went out and made a shrewd move with a bad guy. Mm-hmm. The other team decided not to, saying we only want good people. At the end of the day, it's all about winning, and I don't think Bob Quinn did a good enough job in this instance.
All right, we're talking about the town hall meeting that the Lions held last night down at Ford Field, and one of the issues was a Kareem Hunt, who did sign yesterday with the Cleveland Browns, and whether or not the Lions should have signed a guy like Kareem Hunt. We talked about this last week, and you know, Stoney and Gov and I were all in lockstep, which is, yeah, I didn't think they would because of, you know, Kerryon Johnson. I mean, I think Kareem Hunt would have been a great addition here, and I do think the Lions need to improve their running back situation, but I also think they want to give Kerryon Johnson every opportunity to be the guy. I just don't know health-wise if he can be the guy.
Right, I mean, look at him. He got hurt this year. Nobody's disputing that he's a borderline star. He was fantastic in his rookie season when he played, but this day and age, you need two running backs. And if you had Kareem Hunt and Kerryon Johnson, you would have arguably the best backfield in all of football. And you would be fixing something that's really hurt you over the years, which is a running game. I understand the baggage that comes with it. And just because we want him on the Lions, nobody's condoning what he did.
Exactly. And do you want to take this one? Because I know these are coming fast and furious. And they can say the same thing to me because I have daughters. You have a daughter. Rieger. Tell your daughter that winning is more important than her safety. How do you dare defend the idea of signing a woman beater? Go ahead.
Yeah. Again, nobody condones what he did. But if every other team in the NFL had the opportunity to sign him, why the hell wouldn't you? Cheap contract. You have his rights. He can help you win. Because here's the deal. Here's the dirty little secret, guys. They're not all choir boys. What are you going to do?
No, I'll give you your response for when this comes up in the future. I'm not signing Kareem Hunt to date my daughter. I'm not asking him to date my daughter.
First of all, my daughter's three. She's not ready to date.
There's no, I don't know of any, there's a lot of NFL players, a lot of major league players, a lot of hockey players I wouldn't want dating my daughter, okay? There's a lot of movies I go like to watch. I don't necessarily want the lead actors dating my daughter. I like the Mission Impossible movies. I think they're terrific. I wouldn't want Tom Cruise dating my daughter. He
seems
scares
like a cool
me.
Guy. No,
seems like a weird guy. A
lot of money.
Seems like a weird guy.
Dude,
okay, James Franco's a hell of an actor. I don't want him dating my daughter.
What about Seth Rogen? Seems like a nice guy.
He seems like a wonderful guy. He's married.
Oh, these people, do these people believe in second chances that are texting this stuff?
Do these people believe that every player they've ever cheered for, some guys they've gone and waved at parades as they've gone by on convertibles hoisting trophies? Do you believe all these men are of high, upstanding moral character?
Well, but he got caught, and he got in trouble for it, and he's paying the price. And I'm a big believer that he should be suspended half the season.
And he might be.
Which was why the one reason why I didn't want the Lions to go after him it was because how's he going to help next year? Well, they clearly need a second running back. I think people in this, Lions fans are just being fooled that Kerryon Johnson is the savior at this position, okay? Statistically, he was headed for a 1,000-yard season.
Sure.
He did have that 90-some-yard run in Miami, which did inflate his stats some. He's appealing. He looks like he has the tools to be an NFL running back. But to me, he has the tools to be a timeshare running back.
Mm-hmm.
He has got to have a partner in a backfield. I didn't think it needed to be a splash like Hunt. I actually support the idea of bringing in an Adrian Peterson to back him up. But they better get somebody.
Are you saying you would want Adrian Peterson to babysit your children?
Right,
how could you possibly condone what he did to his son? What is wrong with you?
What are you going to tell your daughter that wants to become a babysitter?
Yeah.
How to treat children? I mean, guys, here's the bottom line. Nobody's condoning it. You can't say it enough. But if you don't want a guy like Kareem Hunt on your team, when the post-game show comes around in the middle of the season and the Lions lose at Green Bay because they only rush for 27 yards, don't you dare call this radio station and say, you know what? You should have signed Kareem Hunt. You have to figure out a way to separate it. Dude kicked a woman. Awful. Unacceptable. The rest of the league had the chance to sign him. Why not take advantage of what's given to you? At some point, you have to change your losing culture. And if you don't want to, then don't be a fan, I guess. But this was a chance to change your losing culture. You could have given him $2-3 million. You could have upped the deal that the Browns give him. And you would have had a chance to really solidify your backfield when he was able to play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.